UK to discuss news and information relevant to Bapa on the Kapukun Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious. Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
Hello, everyone up and down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Harpuk. Yesterday, June 4th, I've been sorrowful. The sun was shining and the birds were singing, but my mind was on my best friend John Active. Well, after midnight, my cell was on silent and I received a phone call from my good friend. I've missed her call and decided to text her and ask her what's up. She called me back and gave me an announcement that we'd lost our elder, John Active, at 12:55 a.m. on June 4th. In the clip you're about to hear, please remember that this was recorded yesterday, June 4th.
What's your first and last name?
Albert Corgi, Best Alaska.
Do you have any memories of John Active?
I went to school, the first day of school, I sat right next to the very first day. When you school with one dog, I used to have my own dog, three dogs. He'd run his. I see him with his one dog.
You have any good memories?
We went fishing with Linda and Lorraine once, and we had a good time, you know, drifting. Yeah, I was in a different boat, and he was with Linda and Lorraine Samuelson. He had a good time that night. I went to school with Malthu from first grade till graduation in 69. Next year, 2019, would have been 50 years since we graduated.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name is Anna Hoffman. I'm from Bethel, Alaska. Yuxtun Jungasauwa. John Active was always a character. He was an entertainer, whether you're with him one-on-one or in a crowd. And John was, when he was happy, his joy was contagious. And when he was mad, he would always just show his emotion, and that was also entertaining at the same time. I remember years ago when the first Chilista Elders checks came out, he wrote a song, and I think it's at KYUK, and my boys would always have me sing his song in the kitchen. I was so happy when I heard I was getting money from Chilista Corporation, then I found out it was only for the elders. His song was so entertaining, and he would just created it on the spot. And the boys would always say, "Sing John Active's song." So we just loved John. He was a joy to all of us.
Paul Francis from Bethel. I went to school with him. Then he graduated a year ahead of me. And we went to the old Bethel Kilbuck School, and we're the first boys' cooking class, I think, and I think that's the only class we had, only boys' cooking class.
You and John were in the cooking class.
Yeah.
Was he pretty silly in that class? Was he a class clown, or was how was he like?
Well, he was, we got along together. And we used to joke with each other, and we'd have fun in that class and say, "Or it would be like those girls, you know, because we're cooking. We're in the boys' cooking class."
Is there anything else that you would like to share?
Well, like, we grew up together here in Bethel. It was small. You know, there was, the only school was down at Kilbuck School by that old armory. But there was old one. Really old school before they moved there was at the log school where Swanson's Hardware around there. That's where we went to school.
Did you know of any nicknames for John?
No, just the yippic names he had.
Anything else you would like to include for John Active?
I enjoyed his yippic talk, so it was interesting. I'd listen to him, and he would tell his jokes, so that's all I know.
We nga chan mojin na ro nga Kingunakhton Nunapichok, Alaska. The Romani Akartuka Makuminguska Chalisua Chanakanasunikhani Mani Nitlamku Aka Chingani Pawakin Okutangai Krita Jukfaktulim Kingunakhti Tarom Tamakin Nasun Rishanka Pawakinakulim Kingunan Kama. Unasujanak manitoi ilaklin translate arilaktikuyuchtun illini bisyutklunuk tagamtoi yutaringiskumaluki kayuyumirilukillu totn pillamunuk sillu sinbiorasxari ditunlupiorasxa asilaktoq Tamasquita, Achtoluki Mania Watum, Huankuda, Biumisput, Taring Yumisput, Lucin, Bif Taxuki, Asreluki, Kualukuto, Huanihua, Biukut, Missachekaputsu.
Is there any good, funny memories of John that you remember?
He was a pretty exciting person. He did some very, interesting stories like her grandma did before, and that was a highlight of his talking on the radio. Thank you.
Do you remember any good nicknames?
I'm Felix Flynn. I'm from originally from Tununuk, Alaska, and I appreciate John what he did in QYOK and help out all the elders and the young people. But I really appreciate what he did in the past, and we all going to miss him.
My name is Irma Goodwine. I'm originally from Tununuk, Alaska, but I've lived in Bethel, Alaska for 26 years.
Do you have any good memories of John Acton?
Well, I've been listening to KYUK for the past 26 and a half years, and I've enjoyed the comedy side of him and the youth talk shows.
Inside your heart, would there be a special memory for John when you're listening to his talk shows?
He's always been funny to me on the radio, and that's what I'm going to really miss, is that he doesn't get so serious. He makes situations funny.
Dondi, my last name is McPeck. I'm from Bethel, Alaska. The memories of him, that he speaks Yupik very professionally and really nice. He was always nice to people. And the funniest thing he has done or said, he was nice to the elders and he acted like a kid charged them.
My name is Avasaka Olik. I'm from Kuihluk, Alaska. What I wanted to say about John was that I feel that he helped the elders understand things that were going on around us, that and they were able to express their opinions about what new things that came around in here, like maybe fish and game or anything that is new. He made them understand, and they gave their opinion about that and made us learn things that are important from our past.
My name is Rudy Smith from Hooper Bay, Alaska. I used to hear John Acton in the morning and afternoon news. We will surely miss him.
Waka, my name is Nikki Pollock. I'm from Bethel, Alaska. My favorite memories of John are the stories that he would share, and even to this day, I still, every time something drops on the floor, I pick it up, I blow on it, and I say amen, so nothing comes out of the floor, and I really appreciate just his words of wisdom and guidance, and I will always remember his laugh and his smile and how kind he was to everybody, and I will surely miss him.
Waka, my name is Gertrude Peter. I'm from Bethel, Alaska. I was saddened to hear that John Acton passed away today. When I think about growing up here in Bethel, being born and raised here in Bethel, knowing that John, you know, was born and raised here too, I feel like it's a really big loss for the community. I remember hearing him on the radio when he talked about issues with people, And he really was in tune when he heard the elders or anybody speaking in Yupik. I love the way that he translated the best that he could to the non-native people of the community. He was really always open and honest. He invited, when I listened to him, he always invited questions. I loved the way his personality was on the radio when he would joke around a little bit with whoever he was co-hosting. One of the funniest things was, I recall, was a time when my sister used to work at KYK with him, and she said during a lunch hour, you know, they were talking, and he took a pinch of Black Bull in front of her, and because my sister wasn't, you know, into chewing, you know, she made some kind of comment, and he just looked up at her and said something, well, that's what I do, or something, you know, and I just love the way his attitude was when he talked with people. He was a down-to-earth person. I liked the way when he talked with people at the state level, you know, he was very professional in all that he did. So he's going to be greatly missed. I feel like Bethel is losing a big part of the history with John leaving, but I'm hoping that, you know, his family and friends will honor his passing when they do have a service. So my heart goes out to all the actives and all the relatives with love and support and prayers.
My name is John Wallace. I'm from Bethel, Alaska. What memories will I cherish of John? John had a great laugh. And also, I really, when I guess my larger memory of John is translating the Kuskokwim 300 to the radio audience. That was really, really fun. Funniest thing he's done or said to you or anyone you know? I don't know. It must have been funny because everybody around him was always laughing. So that to me, I probably wasn't in on the joke because I don't speak Yupik, but everybody was always laughing, and he would have a great time at Chamai with the elders, and they would all be just giggling and laughing. So I think that's a cherished memory. I just remember John as someone who took his Yupik knowledge and language and then used it across the Delta through the airwaves of KYUK. And so I think that's really important and really awesome memory. And I'll miss him. I mean, he was, he would always say, John Wallace. And so having grown up here, and he was always on the radio.
Waka, my name is Melody Hoffman. I'm from Bethel, Alaska. The memories I will always have of John is listening to his voice, and he'll always be the voice of KYUK.
My name is Joan Waska, and I'm originally from Katlik, Alaska. And I would like to say that it's an honor for Avery, my son Avery Waska, to have worked with him. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Susan Chief. I'm originally from Portland, Oregon. I'm the resident manager at IFPIC Apartments, where John was living. And the things that I'll cherish about John was his love of cooking and his generosity. He always used to cook, and then once in a while he would even bring in flowers and say his mother loved flowers, and he would give me flowers, and that was just so sweet and so precious. And he was always thoughtful. He always remembered everyone. He shared with the elders. His cooking was so great. It was just amazing. And we loved him very much and will miss him very much.
My name is Elizabeth Benedict from Mimang, Alaska.
What memories do you have of John?
John Nakonia, Findakshaka. When he comes here, he gives me food and I give him food. Anything what he needs, I give him. Even my boy and my boy all come together. And we all share each other with food. Whenever he comes, tell me to play guitar for him. I play guitar for him, gospel songs and country music. Even when my old man comes, we all sing for him whatever he wants. We let him do whatever he wants. And when he go out, There's the outside fresh air to come and say, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do it. But I'm a so class hot chuck the gum. I see Jenica to you and Quent Huckle close together. Very we close each other.
Welcome. My name is Isis Harpock. I'm from Bethel, Alaska. John Active was a family friend to the Harpock family, and he was always nice to all of us. He always made us laugh. We will miss him.
Sally Charles, another best friend of John's, said this, quote, "We had good times together. We get mad, swear and do everything, and those were the best days. I'm going to miss him," end quote. For the replay this afternoon, we'll hear Nikolai Joke with his kind words of John.
Huqam, my name's Nikolai Joke, and I'm from Nabuskak, Alaska. I'm saddened to hear this morning about the passing of Mr. John Active. I know that he was an important family member of your organization. He helped to make information accessible to the people of this area. Without his talent, a people who are already geographically isolated would also be disconnected from the rest of the world. He was a prolific storyteller. My earliest memories of TV and radio had his voice and face on them. The movie that he narrated with the elders from this area talking about ghost stories helped to cultivate my love of horror movies. He's a prime example of how one person can make a huge and positive impact on generations of people in this area. He was a great role model with a legendary career. The definition of a pioneer is a person who is among the first to develop a new area of knowledge or activity. He definitely embodied this, and thanks to him, we're able to do this today.
May we all be on our journey of healing with John Active in our minds and hearts. My name is Petra Harpuck. Thank you for tuning in to Coffee at KYUK.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself,
contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131.